I'm like, what is it? And then I re-listened to it, and I was like,
yeah,
yeah, I mean, that's fucking literally.
I would never say it live. I would never say live that Ian did a good job, but he did a good
he
job.
He did a great
that.
Job.
He did a great job on that ad. I would never say it live.
Let me try to, let me hit the start streaming.
Okay.
Part. Yeah.
Wait.
I got it.
My heart.
I pressed it a second ago. I got you.
I don't like any of his ads either.
The phoning it in was funny too. The phoning it in was very funny.
That was good.
That was very funny. But the song one was really good. The song one was really
It really was extraordinary. It was so good.
Yeah, that one.
And that song has my heart. So like that was great.
I'll never do anything.
Never beat that one. That one.
That's it. That's it.
I love that you made a bunch of like all the dick. Like it's just all sex like innuendo songs.
It's so clever.
It was so good.
It's so clever.
Yeah. I did not recognize the boat because I didn't see that.
You didn't see the special.
I don't know. But it was still very funny. Like even still, it was still funny. So yeah,
that's good.
All right. This is good. This is us, Tom. This is
that. Look at that.
This is us,
man. All right. I mean, you know, about halfway through the pandemic, I was about that shit.
What is that on in Gary's hand back there? What is that? Is that a goatsy thing? What is that? Is it a goatsy stretcher? Is that what that's called?
Well, okay. Well, if you go to adamandeve.com, use code glory, everybody. You can buy one of those. Actually, it is from Adam and Eve. I just made it gold looking.
Oh, you photoshopped an Adam and Eve gold ring?
Mm-hmm.
It's a gold ring. What kind of ring would it be, though? I mean, like if you
specifically
were, like,
define
specific
how this would
ring,
be used,
what kind
Ian?
Of ring would that be?
Like, I guess you put it on chickens or something.
Chickens,
male
like
chickens.
A male chicken, like a male chicken. Dude. Yeah,
interesting. Like if chicken. Okay, yeah. All right.
Okay. If you have dude chickens, you
dude
can,
chickens, not chick mm-hmm. chickens.
Not chick chickens.
Got it.
Or I mean, that's you know, that's kind of a. Some people may have whatever.
Now I want you to go in depth and explain exactly how it goes on.
You know, actually, do you have one at home?
Yeah.
Let's switch to Ian's video.
Yeah, let's switch to Ian's video.
So, Ian, can you try it on and show us? We sent you the extra small, so you would be
we got
a little loose for you.
We got you.
Get it.
We got you the Hobbit-sized one.
The whole thing's not supposed to be hairy. Like, it's weird that it's just hairy right to the end.
He calls it second breakfast.
Rated all the way up.
My precious.
You don't want to put that in a volcano.
There is a little Easter egg somewhere in this photo. Well, I mean, it's not that little.
I mean, it's Eli Bosnick in the left-hand corner.
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
Eli Bosnick. Yeah. He's
Gollum. Is that my precious? Is he my precious?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's Gollum.
Yeah.
I figured that.
He's licking that someone's eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Definitely.
Eli Bosnick has a website. Doesn't he have an Eli Bosdick?
Eli Bosdick.
Yeah, somebody
Eli
made
Bosdick.
That. Awful people. Some jackass person made Eli Bosdick. That's terrible.
Monstrous.
Wow. Absolutely.
Absolutely monstrous.
Absolutely terrible.
Who would do something?
I don't know, Tom. It's just this
it's
is
an
awful.
Outrage.
Hateful.
It's an outrage. Awful. So, Tom, I wanted to show you this video.
All right.
So let me put on PC, right? Is that what I do? PC. Now let me make this. I'll embiggenate this so we can look together if I can grab it correctly. This is from Reddit. I just want to play this video for everybody because I thought it was very funny. Here we go.
All right.
So this is Nurse Tough Love on
TikTok.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I was just saying copyright, but that's fine.
Okay, so
if it's short,
all right.
Fine.
So it should. That's all that was. This is Nurse Tough Love via TikTok, I guess, is what it is. There's definitely a watermark there.
Wait a minute, is that a swastika?
Absolutely, 100% a swastika. 100%.
Okay, so I just,
I don't know if you knew this, but Nazis were anti-vaxxers. It's historically accurate.
Oh my god!
There we go.
Swastika signs are a bit much. So it looks like that rally that this nurse went to was on August 2nd. Let's see how it worked out for her.
I just clocked out of my last shift as a labor and delivery nurse.
Did you just clock out from your last shift as a labor and delivery nurse? Good. Good. Bye.
I've worked so hard to get to this point. And they're just gonna throw us away like garbage.
Was drama your first major?
Throw us away like a piece of garbage. I cannot believe the times that we're living through right now.
I mean, at least we can agree on that. I can't believe it either. The science-based field doesn't trust science. Can't believe these times. But I also think it's good that we weed those of you out who don't trust the very medicine that you practice. Bye.
Oh, it's so great. That's so great.
Oh, man. I saw that today and I was like, holy shit, man. It's fucking burned it city is, in there. But
so good.
Love it.
Num, num, num.
Another
num,
thing that's on Reddit, too, is this Reddit, this subreddit called Herman Cain Award. And it is, oof. So what they do is these people go to, they have anti-vaxxers on their Facebook feed, right? So they have an anti-vaxxer or a, you know, an anti-masker. And they will take all the pro anti-mask stuff and pro anti-vax stuff, the anti-vax stuff posted. That they posted in the past, and they will line it up in the first few images of this post. And then the very last few posts are always them on a ventilator dying of COVID.
Oh, shit.
And that's the Herman Cain Award, is when they die of COVID. And it's really what we were talking about last week on the show. We were talking about how I was saying it wasn't satisfying to watch that. And it's not satisfying to go to these places either. It's not like, you know, there's some sort of, you know, I don't feel like, I just feel real sad for those people. And I still do,
right.
but it shows you just like, it's a fucking timeline.
Yeah. What?
I mean, it's a fucking timeline.
Also, man, like there's some stuff like you can't afford to get wrong. Like reality makes a difference. Like reality matters. Being right about some things matter. It doesn't matter as much. Like if you buy the wrong house or the wrong car, you maybe whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Date the wrong girl.
Right. Yeah. But like, that can make a big difference. But the
marry the wrong girl makes a big difference. Tom, date the wrong girl, not as much.
But you know, if you get this wrong, you could fucking die. Like, and you don't have to get it wrong. This is an easy answer.
Sure.
Like, it's an easy fucking answer.
Yeah. And it has it. You know, the problem is that there's, you know, there's a time in your life to be a contrarian. You know, you're 18. And I don't like guitars anymore. Right. I want to listen to only like a high screeching sound. You know, I only want to listen to a cymbal or something. You know what I mean? I want to listen to stomp or something. That's all I want. I don't want to. You know what I mean? Like there's this countercultural phase everybody goes through. There's a way to be, the way to push back. But there's some stuff that's just, it's just too important. It's just too important. And you know, I genuinely don't wish ill on people. I don't want people to be hurt. I don't want people to suffer.
No, that's the whole point.
Right? And so I did the right thing early on to make sure that other people wouldn't suffer. And I wound up getting the vaccine because I want to make sure that other people don't, you know, catch my COVID if I get it.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to make sure that happens. But there's just this, I just get, if you go there, this Herman Cain Award, it's just post after post after post. That's literally, like I said, it's a timeline. It's showing you a start point and an end point. And those points are very close together, you know, where these people get sick. And then inevitably at the end, there's a GoFundMe for their casket because they get sick by this stuff. And they're saying, you know, they're going out of their way to say, you know, you can't put that vaccine in me and whatnot. And there's a bunch of people too that, you know, we talked about it last week. They are turning, they're changing their mind when they're real sick because it matters now. When it matters, it really matters. You know, that's when they're going to change their mind and they're going to change their tune. But I don't know. I hope that the measures that we found out about today, Tom and I talked about on the show, the measures that Biden put in place today, hopefully those are things that will increase the vaccination rates, and slow the hospital stays down and things like that. So, well, read this one off to us. Can you read it, Ian?
Yeah, it's there's a whole community on TikTok that is reporting anti-vax healthcare workers and getting them fired. It's awesome.
That's from Holly. Yeah. No, I think that's you know, the thing is like I don't want those people in a hospital either.
Yeah.
They're a fucking danger to other human beings. They're an absolute danger to human beings.
They're walking around person to person while you're in the hospital. They don't keep you in the hospital because everything's going well.
Yeah.
Things can be going pretty poorly, actually, and you don't stay overnight in the hospital.
Yeah.
That's not a time to get fucking sick.
Yeah. I definitely don't feel that anybody who loses their job over this, if your company requires it, I don't have any sympathy.
If you lose your job, it's to prevent other people from fucking losing their life.
Yeah.
Like, go get a different job or just make a better choice.
Yeah.
That's it. Just make a better. It's not like anybody was surprised. That lady was crying, the fucking drama queen lady. It's not like they were like, oh, did you get vaccinated? No. Oh, you're fired today. They gave everybody notice. Get vaccinated by such and such a date.
They had plenty of time.
They just played chicken.
Plenty of time.
They played chicken with their employer. No, they won't do it to me.
Absolutely. Yeah, they won't do it
to me.
They need me too much. Yeah. No, they don't.
Otherwise, why are you surprised? Yeah. Why are you crying about it? Like, the thing they said was going to happen happened.
Yeah. This is from D. Mick. Is that what I'm seeing? D. Mick. Missed you guys. Love you. Butt plugs.
Yeah. Butt plugs.
You love our butt plugs?
Your butt plugs. Yes, there it is.
Well,
oh, no, it's yeah.
Yeah, well, it's yeah. Love your butt plugs. Maybe we sell plugs. We do sell butts. If you want a butt plug, you can go to adamandeve.com.
Oh, we should have a
Gary-faced butt plug.
Oh,
you stick Gary in your hole, one of your holes.
We got to sell it on Adam and Eve, though. We don't compete against our own sponsor. Yeah, with our own line of
Gary-shaped
sex toys.
Gary-shaped sex toys.
Just like a Gary vibrator with his fucking head and his
Ian,
mouth
do you
open.
Know how to use CAD? Can you draw us a 3D image of a Gary dildo? Would you be able to handle that?
If I sent you a 3D
actually,
printer.
SolidWorks and Blender.
That was my library card I just shot across the room.
Was it? You got a library card.
On the urging of people who listen to the show, they said you should get a library card. I applied online and they sent it to my home.
What?
And I never actually walked into a library.
I haven't done anything yet, which is what I had done before and didn't get a library
card. Evidently, I have three apps on my phone that I haven't used that are all for library stuff and I can check stuff
out. I really got to do this.
Yeah, so I was like super excited.
My whole life I've had and used library card. I just haven't lately.
Yeah, but the one that I have, you can apply online, so I did.
Man,
so
I got to do that. I bet I could do the same thing. I bet most libraries are like that now.
Yeah, no.
So, I wonder if libraries will become almost exclusively digital spaces at some point.
I wonder, yeah. You have to use Bitcoin to get them.
Oh, get out of here with the Bitcoins. With the Bitcoins. Oy vey.
You're such an old man.
I don't get it.
You're such an old man. Speaking of old men, here we go. Let me put this on because Ian's doing other stuff. He's not paying attention to what we're doing.
Do you happen to see, by the way?
It's okay. Ian. It's fine. It's fine. I'll handle all the switching. It's fine. I've got it. I've got it. We missed two weeks and your game. You got to step it up, Ian. This is game time, Ian. People are counting
on
you.
So nice to me.
If we don't have your attention now, when do we have your attention?
Game time, Ian.
Was so nice to me.
Get your head in the game. I watched the documentary you suggested.
The one about where dreams go to die.
The ultra running.
Wasn't it interesting?
It's okay. So first off, this documentary suggests it's called Where Dreams Go to Die. It's available on YouTube.
I'm so glad you watched this.
I watched it with Sarah. We sat down to watch it and I put it on. It is the only documentary without real footage of the event that keeps your attention.
It's riveting.
It does not have any real footage of the things that this person is saying he's doing. And you still watch the whole thing.
That didn't even occur to me because it's that
good. It's that riveting. Yeah. It's such a good documentary. Very good documentary. Check it out. It's called Where Dreams Go to
Die. Oh, I'm glad you watched it.
Very interesting. And it's one of those things where you're watching like, I don't know why any humans do this. Why would you do this? It's about ultra running. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's about ultra running. Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. This guy is such an athlete. It's amazing. I cannot imagine the kind of athletic shape that guy is in and all the people who do it.
Unreal level
of athleticism. But anyway, it's a really cool. Yeah. Where Dreams Go to Die. Check it out. All right, so Ted Cruz told millions of Americans who lost their unemployment benefits on Labor Day to get a job. Holy Christ, look at this guy. Jesus.
He looks more and more like a fucking monster.
He does. He is transforming into grandpa.
He's
100%
transforming
into grandpa.
Would you hang out with him in a full moon? I 100% would not hang out with Ted Cruz during a full moon. He would eat me. There is a 0% chance that man is not a werewolf.
Jim, I'd like to meet his tailor. So anyway, so this is Ted Cruz tweets, get a job. And so here's his tweet down here. He tweeted, jobless Americans have few options as benefits expire. He said, get a job. There are millions of vacancies and small businesses across the nation are desperate for workers. Actually, a lot of small businesses and a lot of big businesses are just not paying people well enough. And you were seeing, I don't know how many times I've seen in the past, maybe 6 months, images of drive-throughs where it just says, everybody quit.
Yep.
Everybody quit. We're done. We're closed.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. I was looking in our local school district. There was like a job posting that popped up and it was for a teacher's assistant. and it described all the duties of a teacher's assistant. And I swear to God, and I went to school. My minor's in secondary education. Yeah, so
you were going
to
be a teacher.
I was going to be a teacher. I just didn't end up teaching. It described all the duties of the teacher's teaching assistant, Cecil, and it was all the duties of a teacher. It was like, plan a lesson.
Yeah.
Do the fucking lesson. Grade the fucking papers. Provide one-on-one feedback Jesus to students. Christ. I mean, it was
the teacher.
If you wrote down, what does a teacher do? You would have written down the description for a teaching assistant. Guess how much it paid? Full-time job.
Full-time job, it paid, I'm going to lowball this at $29,000 a year.
$14.50 an hour. $14.50 an hour. There is a massive fucking disconnect. The subway next to my dry cleaners is closed for exactly the reason you pointed out. They have a sign in the door. It says, like, now hiring sandwich artist, $15 an hour. Why the fuck would I take the degree? You're required to have a degree and a credential in Illinois to be this to get this job as a teaching assistant. You have to have at least, an associate's degree or some shit. $14.50 an hour. $14. I could go be a sandwich artist for $15. We give people weird options to use their skills. And then we have the situation, and this article in Insider really points it out. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a woman who comments, like, yeah, I can get these jobs, but how the fuck am I supposed to, like, raise my kids around the hours and shit that are required? More and more, it's not just the job and the pay and the poor benefits. It's the structure of work is no longer compatible with what we ask people to do.
Sure. Yeah.
We require financially that people be double income households in order to get by. But then when, like, the schools shut down because of COVID, we yell at them for not taking care of their kids. Oh, why? Schools were never supposed to be about daycare. You're supposed to take care of your own kid. The economic recovery has not impacted women at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. Women, in fact, it set them back.
51% of our population completely left out of the recovery.
Yeah.
Like, oh, go get one of these jobs. These jobs are incompatible with the other requirements of our lives.
And there's also just this idea that we see time and time again that the people at the very top try to squeeze as much fucking profit out of everything that they possibly can. And when they need something, it's you know, look at just, I just look at my own work in the last couple of years. I've been dealing with constant threat of downsizing for the past 4 or 5 years, constant threat of downsizing. So there's always this fucking sword hanging above your desk constantly, right? Downsizing. Don't worry. We got to make sure that we're relevant, or else if we're not, you know, we're going to downsize, we're going to downsize. So that's one thing that's always been coming. And then there's more work now because it's, especially now with COVID, and last year, especially with COVID, I was working, you know, 60 hours a week to try to catch up and try to do all this stuff. So there was more work involved, more expected of you, and no extra compensation. There's no compensation. No. There's no extra money.
Because you're lucky to have your fucking job.
That's exactly it. And there's this feeling that we have in this country that, you know, like you should feel honored to have this job. And there's plenty of jobs out there. And all there, you know, people are just lazy. They don't want to work. Well, maybe people are finally figuring out that wasting time I can't get back for money that doesn't pay me well isn't worth it.
Yep.
Maybe that's not worth it. Maybe I need to do something else or find some other way to live. And there's more and more people. There's people, we've already lost people in our field, in our division. We've already lost people because they wanted to work remotely and we decided we weren't going to do that. And they're like, fuck off. How about eat a dick? How about I go somewhere else? And they do. And they go find a new job because they can work remotely somewhere else. And it's just, you're hamstringing yourself if you're going to acquire something like that nowadays.
You know, I was thinking, for years we have sort of socially lamented the loss of the multi-generational household. You know, that in many cultures, it's a standard practice for more than one generation to live under the same roof. And in the States, that's really not a thing. Like you did the same thing. You get to a certain age, you move out of your parents' house, and then that's it. And your kids get older and then they move out of your house and that's it. And everybody is this sort of microcosm of the American nuclear family or non-nuclear family or some sort of amalgamation of the different types of families. But nonetheless, we're very generationally siloed. And I think as economic crisis of 2008 and then the economic crisis of 2020, more and more, I think people are starting to see, you know what, if we don't do that, if we don't buy into that, we make fun of millennials for staying home longer, right? That's like a common trope, to make fun of them for staying home longer. But really, all that is I think a recognition that the multi-generational home is just an economically more viable home for the people that fucking live in it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It costs how much money to have two houses versus one house.
Yeah.
Not everything pairs down the same way, but a lot of things do. A lot of expenses do. And I do wonder if part of the social restructuring that's taking place as a result of two major financial crises, only 12 years apart, plus the pandemic, plus the stay-at-home order, I wonder if that won't in some way restructure to a more accepted version of the multi-generational home, because it just makes more economic sense.
Well, I think it makes more economical sense because the housing market's so high.
The housing market's insane.
The housing market's high, and it's higher by inflation than it ever was in history.
Yeah. Well, and we're not building new houses.
And So what does it say, Ian? I can't read it. I'm sorry, my glasses.
Sorry. It says, not to name names, but the CEO of my company took an 80% raise in 2020 while my employees don't even make a living wage.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but it's that? Only 80%.
Who is that, Katrina?
True.
Okay.
Katrina.
Yeah. No, it's funny because like, look at what happens in these big corporations where they don't cut profits. They just keep profit. They're like, no, we can't cut profits. Profits are the last thing you cut. It's people way before.
It's
people before it's profits. And so that's just how it works. And that works. And that's not just one company. That's all companies.
That's all publicly traded companies.
All publicly traded companies
are required by the incentivization of their stock to do that.
Yeah, they have to
do it. You can't be a publicly traded company and say, you know what, guys, hey, investors, shareholders, we're not going to pay out dividends as expected. We're going to, we're going to reduce profits. We're really not going to manage that bottom line as much as we are to that top. They're not doing that.
Yeah.
They can't do that. No one's going to buy their fucking stock. Their stock would collapse. Their value would shrink to nothing. The idea of investing in companies as like something other than I am invested in the success of your company is toxic as fuck.
Yeah.
And the short-term nature of it is toxic as fuck. We're structurally dependent on it, but it's fucking killing us.
Yeah, absolutely. And the way that we have to look at it in a quarterly basis, the way we look at everything in a quarterly basis ruins everything because it's all short-sighted. There's no way to look forward and deeply and look at it in a way that's going to be like, oh, we're going to build for the future. There is no build. It's building for next quarter.
Yep.
That's all it is. But yeah, the money that people are making, I mean, I've seen a lot of memes about, how much people make now in comparison to back in the day. And same thing with college money. College costs are more expensive now than they were based on income. Mm. Houses are more expensive.
Medical expenses far outpace inflation.
Everything's outpacing inflation. All these different things that are big, huge expenses in your life outpace inflation. And so, when people, like you say, make fun of millennials or whatever, it's not because they don't want to have a house.
Right.
It's because they like literally no chance for them to buy a house. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, if you don't build new houses and you keep having
the millennials
more
laughing. I don't know if you heard the millennial. Did you hear him chuckle? Did you hear a millennial chuckle there?
I don't know what we expect these people to fucking buy.
Yeah. No, seriously.
We've been underbuilding houses since the 2008 crash.
Yeah.
By about a million units a year. We've been underbuilding. So, and then the millennials are aged average 32. That's the average age this year. 32 is the average age to buy your first house. That's also the average age of the millennial. So we didn't build any new housing stock, and then this enormous demographic aged into purchasing their first house. What did we think was going to happen? We're all competing for the same limited resource. Yeah. That always drives the value up. I don't know how anybody could have thought it would do something different.
Well, I saw a really funny line this week when somebody said, has anybody tried turning Texas on and off again? Somebody said they did, and Ted Cruz EXE left. All right.
There is no greater turn off than Texas. Though,
really, genuinely. Real. So we've got a message here, or not a message. We've got a story about them taking down the Robert E. Lee statue. It's removed. Richmond crowd cheers as Robert E. Lee statue is removed. I saw someone post somewhere, and I forget who said it. They said they should have just knocked it down and let it lay where it was, like a like a dead Confederate soldier. And I was like, that's
really good.
Just leave it there. Yeah. Just fucking leave it on its side. But you know, some fucking weirdo would pick it up.
Somebody would drag it home in their pick-em-up truck
and put a fucking swastika on it or whatever. But in any case, this also made Trump react here this week. Tom Trump said, this is a different story, I guess. I don't know where that story is. I'm not going to search for it. But Trump said this week that if Robert E. Lee was a general nowadays, we would have won
Afghanistan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Needed some of his leadership.
I don't think he even said one. I think he said the war would have been over sooner. And maybe that's true. You know what I mean? Like maybe that's true because Robert E. Lee was good at losing. So that's
true. Right.
So that's true. Maybe the war would have been over sooner.
What you need is the tactical brilliance of the guy who lost.
The tactical brilliance of a guy who's shooting guns that can be loaded every 2 minutes. That's what you need.
I saw that story, Cecil, and I got to thinking, like, you know, when Robert E. Lee was a general, the success, like who won a war depended at least in some token amount on who won which battles.
Yeah, right.
Right. But we won every battle in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
It's not like there was the battle of name whatever the fuck in Afghanistan and the United States did not militarily win that battle.
Sure.
But it's 2021. We have proven, the United States continues to prove that you can shoot more of their guys than they shoot of ours and still lose the entire war. You can win every single battle.
Wait you out.
And lose the war. We keep proving that. We won a lot of battles in Vietnam. Yeah. Lots and lots and lots. Not all. Lots and lots. We lost. It was a fucking draw in Korea. We haven't won a war since World War II. I guess maybe we invaded the Dominican Republic.
There's like some little ones, like day wars. Yeah.
I'm goofing up. But sure. A bigger conflict. Yeah, to lose.
Those are like Adirondack chair wars. Right. You know, we're just like, I'm going to get a book and a Corona and take a nap. Wake me up
when
it's finished. Trump also this week, he's been all over the news because I guess he's on different stations just saying lies. And so people think it's newsworthy. But one of the things he also said was that he lied about 9/11 this week.
Oh, my God. Said, yeah.
What did he say?
Well, he told his story about how on 9/11, he was on the ground. He hired a crew of guys and they were doing their guy stuff and they were helping out and they were doing a thing. And then he said, I was by this building and I heard it creaking and I never heard anything like it before. And I said to one of the firefighters nearby, that building's creaking. And they picked me up by my arms. And they dragged me away from the building. And my favorite part of this made up story that never happened is he then says, the building never did fall, but I never heard a creaking like that. Like, you warned them of something. In your made-up imaginary story, you still couldn't paint yourself as a hero?
He still wasn't the hero. He was just a guy who
You got rescued from nothing. You got rescued from a fire that wasn't lit, stupid.
In my dreams, I got rescued by a thing that never was going to hurt me.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I had a sex dream about a girl that didn't fuck me. What?
It's like having a sex dream about a girl who lives in Niagara Falls. You wouldn't know her. You wouldn't know her. She'd never been in your dream. You wouldn't know her. Yeah. But there was a couple of things this week that he had said that were just like,
fucking
just like,
maroon.
Oh, good Lord. Let me call up another story here real quick. This is off so I can call up my notes.
Just talk to Chad. How's Chad doing?
Let's talk to Chad. I'll call it up. I got to power up the thing. Oh, it's got to sign in? What? Why do I have to sign in?
Damn it, Ian. How is this your fault?
Ian, figure out
I specifically want to know how this is your fault. I'm not sure. Why didn't you sign in to this?
Right.
Well, okay. I guess put that on your to-do list, Ian.
I'll allow it.
Yes, sir.
I can't sign into it. I'm not going to sign into it.
That's fine.
We'll just have to just trust that chat's doing
We hope well. You're entertained. Are you not entertained?
All right, so hold on.
Chat. They don't read it. Don't read any of the chat. It's fine.
God
Everything is fine. The stream looks
what's
good.
Going on with Nothing Comcast? What's happening?
I don't know. There's we're getting a few drop frames and buffering.
It's Are you like, serious? Are you random. Serious?
I'm somewhat serious.
What is happening?
It's Ian, we basically it looks good, but then it doesn't.
The studio is essentially inside of Comcast.
Wait, so hold on a second. So your answer is it looked good, it looks good until it doesn't. Oh, is that what you just said?
It just got bad right now.
All right, fuck it. I'm gonna kill you.
I swear to God.
It's not me. I didn't make Comcast.
Jesus.
This sounds like a technical problem, and you sound like our tech guy.
Yeah.
I mean, is this a creative problem, Ian? Because there's two sides to this fucking program. There's the creative, that's us, and there's the technical, that's you. I'm not having a creative problem. I'm not running out of things to say, am I, Ian?
Only you could fix the internet with your words.
your stupid, dumb words. Your stupid words. Let's see. We've got
Oh my God, this is so ridiculous.
There's a lot of pro Trump stories in here.
Well, Trump was just like you said, he was on Newsmax a lot this week, so he's
Trump appears to be making stuff up about a 9/11. Trump talks about Robert E. Lee's comments. It's so amazing. What do you think about this? Trump also, without evidence, is claiming Newsom's...
Yeah, pull that story up. That's actually a story. That's... Fuck me. This is from San Francisco Gate, SF Gate.
Hold on. I'm going to put up the thing. Yep. I'm going to do the PC thing.
There you go. God, that looks good.
Man, I'm...
Did that drop frames? Because I thought it looked good.
I think I'm better than Ian.
A lot better than Ian. Trump, without evidence, already claiming Gavin Newsom recall election is rigged. So scroll down because I want to read what he actually wrote. It's probably rigged. Just a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's probably rigged, Trump said. They're sending out all ballots. The ballots are mail-in ballots. In fact, I guess you even have a case where you can make your own ballot. When that happens, no one's going to win except these Democrats. Never mind the fact that this is a recall election in California that is a staunchly Democratic stronghold.
Yeah.
Like, Newsom is almost certainly going to win because he's a Democrat in a Democratic stronghold.
And also, you know, this sort of thing doesn't get put on. The Democrats didn't want to recall him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the reason why a recall happens is because they don't just automatically have a recall vote.
Every once in a while, we just give it a recall world.
We don't just unplug it and plug it back in once in a while.
You take a 50-sided dice and you roll it, and if your number comes up, you get a recall.
We got an ad. What the fuck? This Popeyes thing just popped up. It's a Popeyes pop. Pop-up.
Their new sponsor, Popeyes.
No, it's not a new sponsor. Don't do this.
But he's already sowing the seeds of, like, continued dissent. Like, elections are all rigged, and when elections don't go the way you like, it's because the Democrats cheated.
Well, and it's such a great way to start to poison the well, right? Yeah. I mean, it's such a great, because if he wins, then he can be like, well, we missed it this time, but we were close, right?
It's obviously preparing for the midterms.
It's super easy. It's super easy.
Yeah, this is like keeping that fucking wheel greased for the midterms.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
that's what this is.
Yeah, it's 100%. But it's so aggravating because. It's essentially the same message. It's literally the same message as when he lost. It's the same exact message. I just feel like that's going to be the story that every single Republican uses from now until whenever is going to be the same thing over and over. It's a rigged election. It's rigged election. Rigged election. And even when we saw a couple weeks ago when Crenshaw, he said, no, it's not. And they're like,
he got booed. He got booed.
In his own fucking, this is his own straw. He's at home.
Yeah. And that's a guy who's as fucking far right as you could be. That's a guy who had a
very popular.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah.
These are the fucking biggest whiny, sore baby, sore loser, crybaby bullshit. It's ridiculous. Wouldn't you be embarrassed? If I lost something I would rather have won, I'd be like, well, I can do two things. I can lose gracefully and retain my dignity, or I can be a Republican. Those, it seems like, are my two options.
I'm going to try to do this thing so I can call up the chat. So give me a second.
All right.
Do you want me to send you the link without the password? Unless, okay, whatever.
I need to get my phone out. I have like six different ways that people can't hack me, and one of them is the Google Authenticator app. So I have to do that now, too.
Mm-hmm. Anybody want to guess what his number is in the chat? Go ahead. It's usually six digits.
Six-digit number, guys. Go.
Go. Come on, chat. You can do it. free bucket of Popeyes.
See, Cecil just had to go through this because I set all of our passwords for the show to password 123, and he got real mad about it.
Password 123.
We got 8675309. Was that it?
All right, let me copy.
It's also seven numbers, so oops, fail. Doubly. Also, and now there's a super chat from Dave. Popeye's biscuits almost drier than Ben Shapiro's wife.
That's true.
That's good.
That is true.
That's really good.
All right, hold on a second.
That's really good.
Copy password. I got to copy the password.
Is the password 8008135? Oh, I can see what you did
boobs
there,
Carrie. Is it boobs?
It's actually boobies, but thank you, okay. Carrie.
Why do you have to log in again?
69, 69, 69. Very good. 420, 69. Very, yep, clever.
Oh, come on. Oh,
now you have to identify which one of these bicycle. This is great for people like me who's got fucking bad eyes.
This is ridiculous. I hate this so much. How many bicycles? Here's a bicycle. That's a bicycle. There's a bicycle. Am I done with bicycles? Chatty, am I done with bicycles? I think I'm thinking
about verifying. Can you see a bicycle on the back?
I can't figure it out. I can't. No. Is that a bicycle? It's hard to see.
Better check.
I don't know. I'm going to verify. I'm going to do it. Verify. I'm going to do it. Oh.
There's one that, right. Isn't that a series of bicycles over there?
This is a bicycle? Okay.
Motorbike.
Verify. Fuck!
Jesus!
Fire hydrant.
Now it's fire hydrant, Cecil.
God damn it.
Come on, chat.
All right, there's one there. One there. One there. Yeah. Right. There's another.
Did that uncheck? It's like fucking whack-a-mole.
Keep adding new ones.
Okay, yeah, I think that's it. Fun. That's it, right, guys? Chat?
Yep.
Yes!
Jesus Christ.
Thank goodness. Okay,
you
guys,
fucking people in chat better have something interesting to say after all that.
Holy shit.
It feels like Blue's Clues. Steve is back, everybody. Steve from Blue's Clues.
I actually saw that. He came on and like talked about why he had peaced out in his life. It was a really heartfelt little thing. It was cool.
Emotional. You got emotional.
What's Blue's Clues?
Ugh, stop.
Blues? Well, yeah, we didn't watch it. I watched it because I had kids.
You had kids. Yeah. I would have no idea what that is. Yeah. And your kids are about Ian's age.
Right,
so
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, what the fuck were you watching Blues Clues for, Ian? You're way too old for that
show. Actually, aren't you too old?
That's way, yeah.
My sister watched it a little bit.
Yeah, you're too old for that. You're more like...
I say, like, because I watched it with my son.
Carmen
Sandiego
or something.
Oh, Carmen Sandiego was dope.
Yeah.
there was absolutely nothing. They was just, oh no, you fucking, yeah, not, fucking you're not no, bagging on Carmen riot, Sandiego. Riot, fuck riot, you. Yeah.
Yeah. We need to get let's pull a candy bar out.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's do a candy bar. Random candy bar says, what is this one called?
Random
Tom?
Candy bar is this is a double decker. Double decker.
You can't do those anymore.
The double filling bar.
Oh.
It's a fucking DP candy bar.
Go drop it into the top of the toilet.
That's an upper decker.
An upper decker.
Does it have a description? Oh, here's the description. Fuck. It's all crinkly. It's hard to read.
What does it look like?
Nougat top and crispy bottom in Cadbury
milk
chocolate.
There's a top and a bottom in there. What do you know?
All right. This is a little melted.
Caliente.
It's like a year old.
Caliente.
Let's do this thing,
buddy.
Let's
do this. Tear off your piece. Hand it over.
Oh, I have this fucking ancient candy bar.
It doesn't look good. Actually, it kind of looks like a whatchamacallit a little bit. Except for there's like, it just looks like maybe peanut in the bottom? Hard to know. All right, here we go.
Let's try it.
And soft. Tastes like somebody smashed a Charleston Chew into a Crackle Bar.
That is exactly what it tastes like.
That's what it tastes like.
I kind of like a Charleston Chew. I like when they're frozen.
When they're frozen, yeah. That's too goopy. That's not a thing for me.
Damien says Tom is legally blind. You're not that wrong. Yeah, I can't see shit.
Yeah, Tom got shot in the face by his friend with a BB gun when he was a kid.
My left eye is pretty much blind. Yeah, my lefty isn't for shit.
Yeah,
that's a shapes and colors eye.
Are they ever gonna like dig their finger in there and figure that out? Or
no, the optic nerve is damaged. It's
they can't fucking do anything to
it. No, that thing is fucking ruined. Yeah, no, he ruined my eye.
Holy shit.
Yeah, my eye is ruined.
Are you allowed to ruin his eye now?
I should be. I should. I. It's an eye for an eye.
It really is.
It's. I should get an eye for an eye.
If you move to Texas, I guarantee you can.
God damn it. Yeah.
Was it the vice president?
He got shot in the face with a fucking 410. And then you had to apologize to Dick Cheney on screen. I'm really sorry.
My
fucking giant stupid face got in the way. I'm so sorry, man. Fuck. I'm stupid. Dick Cheney, man.
God.
I miss
our monsters of old.
I know.
Like, they were really bad.
Rumsfeld was so bad. Such a bad human being.
They were all.
Yeah, they
were
all.
I mean, Dick Cheney signed a waterboarding kit for that Borat guy.
Did he really?
Yeah, man. Did you ever see that skit?
Oh, no, I didn't.
So the guy who does the Borat shit. Yeah. I forgot his fucking name.
Cohen, his name is.
Sacha
Baron Cohen. Like, he played a character, and he's, like, interviewing. And of course, Dick Cheney doesn't know that he's being
punked, yeah.
Yeah, so, and he's got, like, a jug of water and, like, a towel and, like, he has a waterboarding kit. And he's talking about enhanced interrogation. It's all wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Dick Cheney's laughing. And he's like, would you sign my waterboarding kit? And he fucking signs that shit, man. That dude's a straight up monster.
Yeah.
That dude is a straight up monster.
Is he still alive?
I can't remember if Dick Cheney's
still alive.
Is Dick Cheney alive, guys?
Chad, is Dick Cheney alive?
It says is on Wikipedia, so yes.
It says is?
Okay, it says is, not was. Okay.
Yeah. Cheney is an American politician.
Yeah, somebody has here, Meldrock says, people don't appreciate what monumental pieces of shit the Bush administration cronies were. They are the reason we have all of the shit we have now.
Dick Cheney's
they
not
are absolutely.
Dead. He's got to be a million years old, though.
Oh, my God.
But he's
only 80.
Really? I mean,
not only, but
really? God, he looks every second 80.
Oh, my
God. He looks like he borrowed extra seconds for more 80.
He's
like 80 with sprinkles. Yeah. Like he's good Lord. Hold on, we got another one here.
I mean, but how old was he when he reset his birthday? Just wanted to pop in and say hey and donate to my favorite podcasters. Much love from the moral quandary that is Wyoming.
That's careful. Nice. Don't go to the next state over because you can't get an ICU bed.
God.
I think it's the next state over. It is, right? Wyoming is next to Idaho, I think, right?
I don't know that.
I think it is.
I feel like I should know that.
I think it is.
I'll be honest with you.
Are you a geographer? Do you know that?
I frequently forget there's an Idaho.
Nobody cares about those states.
Okay. Is there ever, we talked about this. I don't know anybody.
I always thought they were like the two legs of lamb that were sideways the wrong way.
I think you're right.
You know what I mean? Like I always thought
Wyoming was a square. Isn't it one of the big boring
Wyoming
squares?
Wyoming is like a, very square.
Oh, you're right.
But Idaho is like a,
it's like a leg of lamb. It's like a leg of lamb.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's a leg of lamb state up there.
But what's next to it? Guys, you fucking know where Idaho's at?
Montana is above it. The Dakotas are to the right. Nebraska butts up to it. It's not one of the four where they all meet. That's Arizona.
Wyoming is on Idaho's eastern border.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went into Idaho for a tiny bit after I went to the park, that big park in Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
I went to Yellowstone. And I went to that big park, and then while I was in there, my phone stopped being a GPS because there's no cell signal.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's
Christ.
Just like, you're just like, now it's map time. And I was like, I can do analog mappy stuff. Like, I'm not I don't have a problem with it. But my wife was very nervous with us doing analog because she had to be the navigator. And so she was like, we need to go get a new GPS that's not going to do this on this trip because we were going to be doing a whole trip through that stuff. So we had to buy a physical GPS when we didn't need one because we have a car with one. So we don't need it, but we bought one.
Man,
on the trip.
I haven't navigated with a map in a long time.
It was hilarious. I saw a comment thread today that we're talking about. Someone was saying how crazy it would be to be a delivery person without GPS. And I was a delivery person without GPS. Like you just learn the city you're in, the city and the rounding area so well that, you know, they say, oh, it's on, it's on Gaylord Avenue. And you're just like, okay, I can get there. No problem.
I was a loan closer. I traveled around getting documents signed all over the 7-county area for my first job in title. And I remember I did all that shit with MapQuest. There was no GPS, so.
So you'd print it out
before. I'd print out a map, and I'd curl it around the steering wheel, and then drive and look. And then if there was anything that went wrong, I was like the whole set. I was a young man. I didn't know shit until you learn shit, you know? So I remember driving around, and then you'd be like, oh, this road's under construction. I'd be like, well, I'm fucking screwed now. I don't know what to do. I'm in Chicago. I found myself in like crazy, like parts of the city I wasn't expecting to be in. Everything, man.
I bet you that was
got so lost so many times. Yeah. So lost.
Yeah.
So
it's
lost.
It's funny because Chicago's a grid. It's super easy to get around.
Oh, it is. It is. But when I was a young man, I don't have much of a sense of direction at all.
Yeah.
So like, I didn't know what direction I was supposed to be going in. I'm just following a turn left here, turn right here system.
Sure.
So I'm not building any mental maps, you know? And like, I find with GPS, unless I am conscious to, I don't build mental maps.
You won't
maps
do
either.
It. You won't build them. Yeah.
Yeah. So just don't do it.
I do the same thing where I'm like, if I take a GPS route two in a row, I'll forget. I'll be like, how did I get there again? Because I was just, all I was doing was paying attention to the GPS and I was not paying attention to anything else.
Super easy to zone out. Yeah. You have an amazing sense of direction.
I do. I do have a very good sense of direction. It's from playing a lot of video games and learning how to map on video games.
Do you think that's what it's from?
I guarantee it's from video games. So many different video games and knowing the maps that you have to like, this is the way to go here and I got to remember this and this is a thing. And especially on the old school video games where you had to be like up left, go this way, you know, and like dig yourself through. I think I really do feel like video games help me understand spatially.
I have no sense of direct. Maybe
I understand spatially where things are. And that's it just, so it's just something. And I think
I
also
played more video games.
Probably should have.
Does it take up your conscious attention to do that? Or is it run in the background?
It's all in the background for me.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of that. That's a fucking superhero skill. I'm jealous of that
shit. Are we lagging like crazy? What's going on?
Yeah, there was a really big one just there, and now it stopped.
When it lags, like what
sound
go out?
Does everything go bad, or?
Yeah, it buffers, and so, like Twitch, you'll lose probably the segment, but then YouTube, it just like kind of catches up. I mean, they all kind of lose it for a second.
All right. Well, we got to
figure
out.
I don't know if if anybody else is like messing.
We'll have to figure
downloading
out.
Downloading shit at the same time. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right.
Will you figure it out, Ian?
Yeah. We'll,
what are you going to do to figure it out? Nothing?
I'm going to tell you to call Comcast. Film it.
I'm literally never calling Comcast again. If I call Comcast, I'm calling them to say that I have a very specific set of skills and they need to return my internet. All right. We got a little bit more show to record, so we're going to bounce. Anyway, it seems like our internet sucks anyway. So we'll have Ian get on the case and see if he can run a bunch of. We'll probably reset the router or something. I don't know. We'll do a thing. Okay. We'll plug it on and turn it on and plug it off or whatever. We want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We got to bounce. We got
thank you guys.
Stuff to do. So
appreciate
long,
your patience while we were off for a couple of weeks. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for sticking around. Tom took a bunch of ivermectin and he had to get a horse liver transplant. So
Hold on.
We got another thing.
Wait till the buffering. Okay. I was told I should suggest this in the stream. Cecil should make t-shirts that say something like swearing flavors language and I season liberally. But like 10 people liked it, so it's probably stupid. But anyways, here's
Oh, thank you. I think it's stupid.
It's great. Thank you very much. Cool. It's very good. Very clever. All right. So we got to bounce, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm going to do the thing where I do the end. So what do? I press end. Is that what I do?
I want
to
press end.
You got to go to the end screen.
I go to end screen.
Well, I want to show this again one more time.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now I want to hit the end screen. Thank you guys so much. You know one thing that I always wondered about, Tom, with this ivermectin thing? All these religious people are suggesting to take it. There's all these religious people out there that are, you know, suggesting to take it, especially like these big mega preachers where they're just like, you know, you should take the ivermectin. I would think if they took the ivermectin, doesn't it kill parasites? Wouldn't they disappear? Wouldn't they just go away?
That's good.
They'd like, basically it's like when they like you get sucked up out of your own time or whatever, and they just like turn into a donut and then you just disappear. One of these assholes. Joe Rogan should have probably disappeared too, right? Is he a
it's
parasite?
It's clearly not a very good anti-parasite.
It's not a very good anti-parasite. No, it's pretty terrible. All right, we got to go, guys. We got other stuff to do, but we still love you, and we'll see you next week. So I press this again, Ian, and
wait a minute. Somebody says Dave Daubenmeyer has COVID.
What?
Holy fuck. Yeah. Holy fuck. Is that true, Ian?
So exciting.
I think I saw that, actually.
Did he die yet?
Oh, God. Oh, I hope he gets so sick.
We just want to say before we go, wish the best possible outcome for Dave's COVID.
Yes.
We just want to say that. Mm-hmm. We wish the very best possible outcome.
I hope he gets exactly what he has coming.
I think that he should get it as severe as he didn't believe in it. That's what I think. All right, we gotta go, everybody. We're gonna peace out. So long, everyone. Catch you next week.
Guys. Take care.
Bye. Say goodbye, Ian.
Yeah, goodbye, Ian.